joined by Parrish Alford now of the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Parrish, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Parrish, well, let's talk Ole Miss football. How did the spring go for the Rebels?
Well, the spring went pretty good. It was about building depth. And, you know, it wasn't the spring that hurt them. It was this past week when kind of news came out that Austin Golson is considering a transfer. A lot of what they tried to accomplish in the spring was build depth on the offensive line, and Golson left spring as their number one right tackle. We're told that he hasn't really made a decision on that yet, but the indications are that he would like to get closer to home in Prattville, Alabama. So that throws a kink into things on the offensive line there, and I think they're going to be able to put some good players out on the field, but they're trying to find depth there. They're going to have some freshmen play, come in ready to play. Rod Taylor out of Jackson, Jordan Sims, maybe he becomes more important now, a freshman coming in from Birmingham, if Austin Golson does indeed transfer. So a lot of moving parts. Over at that right tackle spot, though, Golson left as number one. They've got a junior college transfer coming in, and Vaughn Cooper, who is expected to compete for the job there when he gets on campus. He wasn't there in the spring. They've also got a UCLA transfer in Christian Morris, who also was highly rated coming out of high school, but they have to get an NCAA waiver before he can play this year, and he also has to overcome surgery on his Achilles in the offseason. So a lot of moving parts on that offensive line.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Bo Wallace, and you got a returning starting quarterback. What have you seen this spring? Has he improved? How has he improved? Do you feel like he's the type of guy that if it's a one possession game, 3 minutes to go in the game, he can lead that team down to a game winning touchdown drive?
Yeah, I do think he can lead the team down like that. The thing he's got to improve on, one, and he made great steps here last year, is ball protection and interceptions, cutting down the turnovers. He threw 17 interceptions as a first-year starter 2 years ago in 2012. 22 touchdowns, but 17 interceptions. He goes through 11 regular season games last year and has that number down to 6. But he throws 3 interceptions and fumbles against Mississippi State. That's how he's going to be remembered. He did make a lot of improvement there with his ball protection and turnovers. I do think he's got the swagger. You know, he's got that gunslinger mentality about him. He can lead a team down in a one-possession game and make plays like that. And he has talent around to do that. The thing about him right now is he has the chance in 2014 to be as healthy as he has ever been at Ole Miss. 2 years ago, when he was a sophomore, he took a hit on the shoulder in September, on his throwing shoulder against Tulane. He played the rest of the season on that. It was getting weaker by the week. It really was bothering him toward the end of the season, and the fatigue would show up at the end of games. Well, then he had surgery in the offseason in 2013 in January, so he didn't have, because of the surgery, he didn't have the strength and conditioning for the shoulder then. And again, they dealt with some fatigue at the end of last year in 2013. He's as healthy as he's been. And he's also going to visit with a specialist in California, Tom House, to just kind of get a training regimen for that shoulder and just get, just strengthen it as much as possible.
That's a good point. I think overlooked a lot by fans. And with, because we had the same thing with our quarterback last year, Brandon Allen, but. The point you make is not only the reps of throwing with your shoulder, but just your overall conditioning, because you're not really able to go through the practice and do everything like you would if you're the regular guy and you're healthy. That's a great point.
Right, and they think he's going to be – right now he's healthy. Right now he'll go through a full off-season conditioning program. Going to see the specialist, that's just something extra. They want to give him every chance to succeed. He's coming back as the most experienced quarterback in the SEC. He's done a lot of good things. He has a chance to finish strong.
Parrish, when you look at the other playmakers, Laquan Treadwell at wide receiver, he sticks out to me. I think when you look at the defensive side of the ball, Sendarius Bryant, obviously, Denzel Kimdichie and Robert Kimdichie, obviously, they're going to be talked about a lot. But Tony Connor, as well at defensive back, talk about some of the other playmakers that Hugh Freeze is going to have to rely on next season.
Tony Connor is an interesting study there. He kind of gets overlooked in those names that you mentioned, but such a solid player. He just makes plays, makes tackles. He's in the right position. You know, he plays their fifth defensive back. They call it a Husky, but you know, a lot of his time is spent up near the line and run support. And you know, his first college play in the opener against Vanderbilt last year came off the bench. His first play was an interception. So he's a very solid and dependable player. They've got some transfers on defense that are going to really help them, I think, be a stronger unit this year. This was a team that really didn't rush the passer very well last year after C.J. Johnson went out with ankle surgery. I think they finished with like 1.54 sacks a game. You're talking about like 96th in the nation. They've got some transfers now. They're going to be a little bit quicker there. Fadal Brown is a guy who played at Florida International 2 years ago and really had a good freshman experience there and transferred out. He's big, he's quick. They've got a prep school signee that enrolled early and went through spring with them, and Marquise Payne, a little bit smaller than Fadal Brown, but still very quick. I mean, they think they're going to have more explosiveness on the edge, but the biggest thing is they're going to have C.J. Johnson back. And like Wallace, he's healthy. He's healthier than he's been in quite some time. Excuse me. And yeah, they're going to be pretty stable, I think, if Fadal Brown – is the player that he showed himself to be in the spring and what they think he will be. They'll be pretty stable on the ends. And then you have a guy like Robert Kimdichie who won't have the mid-season transition this year of trying to go from end to tackle. He's, you know, he's honed in at defensive tackle, and you know, he'll get some push there. Was getting it at the end of last year that they really weren't getting a lot from before that.
And after a couple good recruiting classes Ole Miss has had, and you said with Bo Wallace, the experience and health, and last 2 years, 3-5 in conference play, although 7-6 in 2012, 8-5 last year, what are the expectations for Ole Miss? Is there a chance you think that Ole Miss could win 10 games this year?
You know, as I read and just listen around the country when people talk about Ole Miss, it's interesting. The expectations from a national perspective, I don't think, are as high as they were last year. You know, this time a year ago, they had the buzz of that top 10 recruiting class. And, you know, there were a lot of expectations that I thought were too high for the program last year. Now this bunch has a year under its belt, that 2013 class. They've added some important pieces. They are building depth at more positions. To say, I'm not ready to say they're going to come out and win 10 games because part of rising in the SEC, you know, depends on the other guys too. You know, nobody is standing still. You know, I think Texas A&M is an interesting team to look at here. Are they going to be better on defense? How are they going to be at quarterback without mm-hmm. Manziel? You know, what's this team going to do? What is LSU going to do? Is there going to be transition at those two programs? I think Ole Miss has the talent to compete. They won a big game last year against LSU. They've got to play wire to wire to be considered in a 10-win discussion. They didn't do that last year. Part of that had to do with Bo Wallace's health, but they had other opportunities to make plays and didn't do that. You know, they've got to be a more consistent team from the beginning of the season to the end. I like the talent that they have. It's like I said, it's interesting because the buzz is quite about them right now. But I think they have a chance to be good. You know, I wouldn't rule out 10 wins on them.
Parrish Alford of the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal joins us here on Overtime. Parrish, you look back at last year and the way the season ended, a loss to Missouri 24-10, and then a loss in the Egg Bowl to Mississippi State 17-10. In overtime, but a nice rebound win in the bowl game, the Music City Bowl, against Georgia Tech for the Rebels 25-17. Do you think that winning that bowl game kind of maybe helped fuel them into the offseason?
I think it reminded them of the team that they can be. You look at that bowl game, and part of what happened there was Wallace had a month to rest that shoulder. He didn't throw a pass until they came back from the Christmas break and they were practicing in Nashville. He didn't throw a pass in bowl prep until about 3 or 4 days before the game. So he had a chance to rest the shoulder. They had a lot of time to prepare for an option offense that you don't see much during the regular season. They had a very efficient bowl game on both sides of the ball. Robert Condici played really well in that game to tackle. He had about 5 solos. You don't see tackles get those numbers that often. He was very dominant in that game. And that came in only 3 quarters of play. He was suspended for a curfew problem for the first quarter. So, I mean, that's kind of an indication of the kind of player that he can be. I think the bowl game was big for this team from a confidence standpoint moving forward.
Parrish, we appreciate it. Let's talk again soon.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.